start of this challenge, I talked about golden rule of freedom number one, which is to minimize life wasting, time wasting, to minimize downtime. So clearly, golden rule number two is the other side of the coin, which is to maximize uptime. So if minimizing downtime is about working without hindrance, maximizing uptime is equivalent to working without the need for permission, turning up, delivering value, maximizing the value you can deliver. What do I mean about maximizing uptime? Well, if you look at what most people do if they work, say, a typical corporate job, is they, well, firstly, they're trading time for money. They're trading the most valuable and finite thing they have, time, for something which they don't know how to use properly, or they haven't got a plan to use properly, more often than not, and something that can always be re-earned, right? You can always lose and gain money. You can never get back time, right? So, and furthermore, when they make that money, they're not really making it with an end goal in mind and saying, you know, what is it I want from my life? What's possible? What do I want? What am I going to do to get it? How much money do I need to do that? And therefore, what do I need to do to make that money? They're saying, I've got 40 hours a week to spare. Oh, look, I'm making 50 grand. What should I do with that 50 grand? Oh, well, I guess better buy some avocado green furniture, to quote Rolf Potts, to match with my A3 convertible or whatever it is. So maximizing uptime. Clearly, when you're working, you want to be embodying productivity tricks. And so this happens naturally as a result of minimizing downtime. You're going to be working hopefully more effectively. But my view is, if you're doing 2 hours of work, then why are you at work for 8 hours? And you shouldn't even think about going to work for 8 hours until you've learned how to do 8 hours of work in one. The most powerful tools at your disposal here are, firstly, of course, the 80-20 rule. The idea that 80% of the results tend to come from 20% of your activity. 80% of the sales often come from 20% of the customers, clients, whatever it might be. There's essentially this principle that a lot of what we do isn't an optimal use of time. And therefore, we might as well focus on those things that are really powerful uses of time. And so, like for me, I've got a business selling sports supplements and some other products as well on Amazon. And I think a lot of people like to spend a lot of time, I listen to podcasts of people who do also sell on Amazon, and it often really surprises me, like, how busy they seem, how busy they claim to be. Oh yeah, sourcing and doing all this product research, and it really takes the edge off product research. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's true in your business, to be fair, but I've never really found product research to be the most onerous part of the business. Are you sure you're spending your time effectively? One thing that can be quite time consuming is pay-per-click optimization, for example. But then you've got to ask yourself, do we want to be doing this for 30 hours a week and making it 99% perfect? Or should we do it for 2 hours a week and make it 97% perfect? So, you know, there's a balancing act to look at here. You know, what is the right amount of time to spend on something? Is perfect really perfect? Maybe a perfect product, but is it a perfect use of time? In my various experimenting with various things, I have found in my own experience, and it's my belief that this extrapolates to others as well, that most people are spending their time in an extremely imperfect way. There is an almost complete imbalance between, for example, not only how they allocate their time within any one of the three tenets of life, first, freedom, health, mindset, but how well they balance between them as well. And this is something I want to give more thought to and make more content on. Like, what is, of course, it's different for every individual, but what I propose is, roughly speaking, a good balance between your pursuit of freedom, your pursuit of health, and your pursuit of healthy and resilient mindset, presuming that your time spent in each of those, when you practice each of those, when you develop each of those, is spent effectively. The problem is that people are not spending their time effectively in their pursuit of freedom, because they're not pursuing freedom. They are pursuing security. And it just so happens that in the world we live in, we have confused what security means. To be secure, you have to create value. And not only that, but creating value is extremely fulfilling compared to merely being a cog in a big corporate machine. And that's not a secure place anymore, because those machines are being usurped. They're not moving fast enough. So there's an illusion of security. And the analogy Seth Godin likes to use, he uses a number, but one is of the stationary escalator, and how the escalators stop moving and all we need to do is walk up it, but instead we're pressing the alarm button and calling for help because we don't know what else to do. So maximizing uptime, applying the 80-20 rule, also applying Parkinson's law. And Parkinson's law is the notion that the amount of time you allocate for something will determine how important it seems in your own head. You know, you can write a blog post in 5 minutes, and the posts I've written, for example, that I'm most pleased with are those that have almost just kind of come to me in the moment. I just like, and I write down notes in 1 minute, and then I spend 10 minutes kind of refining it. And then maybe I sort of do then spend another 20 minutes like doing the final finishing touches. But the bulk of it just kind of comes. It's almost like a radio signal that's just that I've tuned into at some point. Like, oh God, this idea just appeared. I know. And I remember that this really resonated with me when I was working in a pizza restaurant as a student. And I often say that, and I'm not joking, but this was the most impactful job that I've ever had on my own personal development. And every boss that I've had since, you know who you are, might possibly be shocked at that. They might even take offense to it. Well, that's their fault for not teaching me more, for not being wiser, for not conveying more to me in terms of useful, transferable life skills, and did so in favor of just getting me to do what they wanted me to do. Thank God I had people like Tibor and Mohammed and Farid to show me some real life skills, such as Parkinson's pizza, as I coin, as I turn my coin. I was once sort of fussing over every little detail of the pizzas I was making, and you know, I was trying like, I'll try and get really, really perfect, and the chefs were like, T-ball shouting in my face, like, faster, 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 and he was a machine. he was making me go faster, and as I was getting faster and faster and faster, I'd say to the head chef, like, chef, like, you know, these pizzas, they're just not looking like great how I want them. Are they okay? He's like, yeah, they're perfect. I think they're not perfect at all, but that's not what he meant. He meant they're perfect for business. Maybe they're not perfect if the metric of perfect is, are they a piece of art? You know, are they uniform? Are they completely, absolutely to spec? Maybe not. But are they perfect for business? Yes. It's far better to make 1,000 pizzas that are 99% good than it is to make 10 pizzas that are 99.6% perfect. Okay, does this make sense? This is Parkinson's law. Yes, the faster you work, does the quality drop off? Maybe, not always. Does productivity increase though? Yes, absolutely. You do not need to go to work to do 90 minutes of work in 8 hours, okay? And this is something I've been putting to the test for years. It's true. It's a wonderful thing to believe. It's an even better thing to experience and prove in your own work life. And then free time up for things like developing your health, your fitness, your body, your longevity, your strength. And of course, I think that's most overlooked, which is mental resilience, contentment, happiness, fulfillment, to work with the brain as it is and strengthen that in the same way you might strengthen your body and your ability to contribute. Now, here's something that's also often overlooked. So finally, I've talked about 80-20, Parkinson's law. And lastly, what about making the best use of the time in terms of when you're working, you want to be building something. You don't merely want to be trading your time for money. So are you building someone else's asset, or are you building your own asset? Are you building assets for a group of people that matter to you? Are you doing it as part of a team? Fine. But there is a saying that you're either building your own vision or someone else's vision. So the great thing about building an asset is that it's something you then own, you can then sell, you know, and it's something that then think of this the other way. So not just about ownership, but also in terms of value. So when you build a website, you spend a day building it, but it can exist indefinitely. It's same like with building a house. You build a house, that house will then exist indefinitely. So think about in terms of building, not just spending. You want to be investing your time, not merely spending your time, not merely trading your time. So, okay, to call another example from my own business, you know, I build products, I build online products, and I'm going to be moving into digital products. And so, like, for example, when I record a video, this is something that it takes me 12 minutes to do, but it's gonna sit there, and hopefully people will benefit from it and continue to benefit from it. It will exist indefinitely. You know, the value is still being created, but the time it takes for me to make it is it only takes a short amount of time. So this is also the power of leverage, and in a sense, automation. So again, not only do you want to work without hindrance, but you also want to work without the need for permission from someone else saying, yes, you can do this now. Yes, I need you to do this now. No, you get to decide when you turn up. You get to decide when you want to give value. Not only that, you get to do it when it comes to you, when you tune into it. So that is pretty much it, guys. That's the extent of it. Golden rule of freedom number 2, maximize your uptime. That's basically it. These are the principles. Hope that's useful, guys. I should chat to you next time.